A word for you from Psalm 34, verse 3. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. We're looking here today at instant fellowship. Remember, it's in the context of a beautiful Psalm 34, penned by David in the midst of his desperation, where he had to feign changed behavior, something totally unlike David. He had to feign madness before Abimelech, and he was driven away as a madman. Where did this plan come from? It came from God, and he received all the glory. That's why it says in verse 1 and 2, I will bless the Lord at all times. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. His plans didn't come from himself, but from God. He saw the Lord's action. Do you sometimes take action and maybe something works, but God doesn't receive honor and glory? Instead, you boast in yourself. Well, you'll find that eventually there is no blessing upon that. And you'll find that verse 3 becomes impossible if the Lord wasn't with you. From the start to the finish of whatever desperate situation you've been in. Because David is able to say, magnify the Lord with me. He's calling upon other believers. Let us exalt his name together. Now he is reaching out to others who have had a similar experience of God's deliverance, and he feels an automatic fellowship with them. He feels one with them. And so it is throughout the Bible and throughout the history of the church, that God's people, as they experience the Lord, they want to be together with God's children all over the world. They love fellowship with other believers. Of course, if you haven't experienced God, if he hasn't saved you, if he hasn't delivered you, then you don't feel an affinity for other brothers in Christ. You don't enjoy their company as much as you would if you can identify with their experience, because you have experienced salvation in such a wonderful way, and you begin to sympathize with others. Even if others are in desperate plights, you feel a fellowship with them and you pray for them. There is a oneness. Jesus brings so much more oneness, and by his Spirit he binds us into one body together.